Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 5, I had just finished reading verses 10 through 13 and started to explain how the text has been building throughout the chapter. Let's end the week with those thoughts today. Now let's just read verses 11 through 13 in our King James Bible. And again, I hope you have Bible, pencil, and paper to write these things down. And this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life. And this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Or perhaps a boss has told you something that could affect you. It was a decision that was made, and it's unchangeable. But you can prepare knowing the facts. They tell you this not for your approval, rather, just so that you know. Even if you don't like it, at least you can prepare. Okay? Well, this text has been building throughout this chapter. We saw the affirmation of the deity of Christ, the evidence of love for God is proven in our life by obedience. Now again, let me repeat that. The evidence of love for God is proven in our life by obedience. I don't think that's hard to understand. But that's true. It's absolutely true. We then saw the doctrine of faith. It obviously comes from the Word. And because it comes from the Word, the doctrine of faith overcomes the world. So when we live by that doctrine, when we live by faith, we overcome the world. A good Christian, again, a good Christian, overcomes the world. That's what we're being told here, and that's what we see here. And faith is what makes a good Christian, because faith is not just a statement of belief, it is living by that belief. And that's then, it's only a statement until we're actually living by it, and it governs our daily life. Then we saw, after that, the doctrine of the Trinity in this fifth chapter. After that, the doctrine of salvation, that it is in Christ alone. Now we begin to see it is all put together as you progress toward a right knowledge and a relationship with our God. And so, having just said those things, and you may go to our website and listen to this broadcast again and just get all those things I just said about an overview of this fifth chapter to this point, these first 10 verses. So again, that's what they are. But now we go to verse 11 and we have the affirmation of forevermore. And this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life. And this life is in his Son. Okay, this is a record. God gave it. That record is eternal life, and it's in his Son. Now, an affirmation is an oath that is made under law. It is a legal declaration of something. One is holding themselves to the statement. That's why the word record is used in this verse to show us it is affirmed by God. Okay? And God cannot lie. And so, because it is an affirmation, and because it is a record, you cannot negotiate out of it. And God would not negotiate out of it because God is true. And there is no evil, there's no shadow of turning in Him. God who cannot lie. See, God is making a statement here. So what you need to realize about God is in Titus chapter 1, verse 2. In hope of, now listen to these next two words, eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. Isn't that great? God does not lie. Now here's the second verse. That's found in Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 18. That by these two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, that we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. Now, when you hear that word immutable, these two immutable things, immutable means unchangeable. An unchangeable fact is that God cannot lie. And because of that, we can have strong consolation. That is a strong peace as well as encouragement. Because God does not lie. Now, you either believe that or you don't. He's talked about, we've said again, that God that cannot lie. What was it he does not lie about? Well, everything. He doesn't lie about anything at all. So, eternal life is the specific thing addressed here, in hope of eternal life. Okay, and so, again, this hope set before us is something that is immutable. That is, it is unchangeable. And that's very important for us to understand and to grasp. And so, as we're looking here in these verses 11 through 13, we see we have an immutable record. But not only is this affirmation from God based on forever, but secondly, it's actually based on fact. Look at verse 12. He says, he that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Now look, that is simply stated. That's not difficult to understand, and it's absolutely true. The very Holy Ghost of God breathed out each word. John merely wrote the words down, but it was the Holy Ghost of God that breathed out each word. And I can imagine he's probably shouting a hallelujah while writing these words, because he that hath the Son hath life, and he has the Son, so he has life. What a great thing. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. You know, Jesus calls us to rest in his meekness, and he calls us to just plain out trust him. You see, his rest and his meekness is his method. The meek man cares not at all who is greater than he, for he has long ago decided that the esteem of the world is not worth the effort. The world esteems you one moment and throws you under the bus the next moment. I had a lady one time in our church. She, about 3 or 4 weeks in a row, said, Pastor, this is the best church I've ever been in, and you are the best pastor I've ever had. She said that, and a constant thing, but I remember her saying that one Sunday, and she just said it with even more emphasis that Sunday, and I thanked her and so forth. And well, I noticed shortly thereafter she wasn't there, and in a short time she had changed her membership to a little bit more of a church that was new evangelical, more middle of the road. And I told somebody that asked me about it, I says, I guess I went from hero to zero in less than 3 months, which is what the difference was, I believe, when I was asked. And you know, that is the way the world is. The world is not set. So people get used to that kind of an idea where you can change from one moment to the next. But God changes not. And his word is always kept. And so that's the great thing about it. And so there's no reason to worry about what the world thinks, because it's not worth the effort. See, a meek person develops towards himself a sense of humor. And he learns to say, so you've been overlooked. They've placed someone else before you. They've whispered that you are pretty small stuff after all. And now you feel hurt because the world is saying about you the very things you've been saying about yourself. Only yesterday you were telling God that you were nothing, a mere worm of the dust. Where is your consistency? Come on. Humble yourself and cease to care what men think, but by all means, think highly and very much of what God thinks. That's what's all important. And that's very important. What does God think? So, when we just read that verse 12, he that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Now, you or no one else calls the shots for salvation. Only God. Now, just so you know, again, John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and life, and no man comes unto the Father but by me. That's the only way, my friend. Acts 4:12. There's none other name given among men under heaven whereby you must be saved. That's the name of Jesus. Remember, in John 1:12 says, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Now, too often we stop right there and don't read the next verse. Even to them that believe on his name sounds great. Which were born, as the verse 13 begins, which were born. Not of blood, nor the will of flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. You see, you're not born a Christian because your parents were Christian. Some Jews have felt that they were going to heaven because they were born a Jew. No. Every man has to repent and believe the gospel. And there are Christians that believe they're going to heaven because they grew up in a Christian home. No.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.